from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Little Italy days come to Bloomfield, and joining us is the mastermind behind it, Sal Ricchetti. Sal, good morning.
Buongiorno, Larry.
Buongiorno. I guess you're the busiest man in town right now with preparations underway. This is actually something you work year-round to prepare for, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It will start Monday. I don't get a day's rest, and we start planning, a lot of the vendors, it's so successful, they want to come back, and they're saying, hey, let me give you deposits so we want our same space back. But yes, it's huge, and it's an all-year-round, working.
Sal, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know, for someone who's listening who's not been before and wants to go, where's the best place for parking?
Well, that's a good question, and we have it all listed on our website. There's several different parking options. Some are free, some are paid, but our good friends and sponsors from UPMC and Allegheny Health Network both have donated several of their parking lots, and like I said, they're all listed on the website as far as the different parking options.
Yeah, and the website's really easy, littleitalydays.com. And tonight you have one of the favorite events is the Celebrity Bocce game between the Irish and the Italians.
Yes, and we're featuring, former Connie executive Rich Fitzgerald on the Irish team, along with Corey O'Connor and Bill Hillgrove will be there, and actually Rocky Blyer is going to attend as well too, and several others. And then on the Italian team, you have actually County Executive Sarah, who's Italian, who's going to play. Actually, she says she's half Italian and half Irish, but she wants to play on the Italian team. And then, of course, we've got Senator Costa, Senator Fontana, Jason Grilli, did I mention his name? He'll be playing Paul Martino and several other cast of people as well. Actually, we honor Franco Harris. So his son Doc will be there as well, too. So,
oh, that's great. Participated in the past. It's a blast, and it's right there. You can't miss it on the main drag right in the heart, of Bloomfield. So what else do you got in terms of entertainment?
Well, entertainment, I'm an entertainment guy, Larry, as you know. So we have, starting tonight, we have Tony Garino, a great Italian Frank Sinatra singer. Tomorrow night we have John Vento and his Italian Invasion band, and then Saturday, Sunday, the streets are shut down, and we got to bring two additional stages out, so we got three stages. We claim our middle stage right near the Pleasure Bar in Cedarville and Liberty, the Italian stage, because we got all kind of different, Morello the musician, John Lupone the Italian opera singer, The Cavaliers, another great Italian band. And then on the other stages down on Taylor Street in Liberty and then down by Grove Street in Liberty, we have various entertainment. We have the nation's number one Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band. We'll be performing Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then we have my newest band, the Jacksons, the number one band for the Jacksons, will be featured as well on Sunday.
Yeah, so, for those that don't know, Sal Ricchetti is the drummer and the mastermind behind that, too. You're busy year-round, Sal.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, you got to stay busy.
And, of course, it wouldn't be Little Italy days without the food, Paul.
That's where I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Is there like a lineup of all the great food vendors on the website as well?
Well, we don't really have the list of vendors. We want you to come and find and see them. But as far as food, I mean, I can't tell you guys. I mean, it's food galore. I mean, you name it, from hot sausage, meatballs, pizza, ravioli, rigatoni, all different pastas, meatballs. I don't know if I mentioned. There's so much Italian food up there, among other type of food, too. And then, of course, you got the cannolis.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted a cannoli. Yep.
Yeah, there's some different cannoli types as well, too. When we were on Pittsburgh Today Live yesterday, one of my vendors brought these different unique cannolis. That's from Catty Pig bakeries. You got to check those out too. So, but yes, tons of food. So come hungry.
And it's free to come and be a part of it, although you can pay for a VIP experience too, right, Sal?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. We do have a VIP experience, but gives you a seating, a private restroom. You get a cut of pizza from Caliente's Pizza. And speaking of that, actually, tomorrow night we have a Best of Bloomfield pizza contest too between Angelo's Pizza, Caliente's, and Pizza Italia. So we have that going on tomorrow night at 7. Best of Pizza in Bloomfield.
All right, check it out, littleitalydays.com. It's all happening in Bloomfield starting this evening. Sal Ricchetti, the big producer. All right, we'll let you go. We know you're busy. Thanks, and all the best.
No, okay, thank you, guys.
Arrivederci. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Your opinion and your voice matters. Check this out. When you get to the Odyssey app, you search KDKA, we'll pop right up, and there's a little microphone there. You tap the microphone, and you can record a message that we get. It goes straight into a audio folder that we have access to, and Aaron and I can bring them up on the show. And we're going to put out questions and get your opinions and answers to utilizing this new technology, which voice messaging isn't new technology, but your ability to do this with one touch on our app makes the big difference.
No, I've no question about it. It makes it a lot handier.
And we'd rather hear from you. Of course, you can still send us a message by email at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
You can also text us, right?
Or you can call and yell at Aaron anytime.
Wow.
866-391-1020.
How do people text us?
They text the... Yeah. Aaron knows that.
And you want to know a cool thing about the voice message feature?
Yeah.
They don't have to sit on hold.
Right.
Tell us what you have to say, and we can play multiple during a segment versus you sitting on hold.
Yeah, so the by the way, the streaming numbers through the Odyssey platform on people's phones, it's kind of funny because we've mentioned this before. What's new is what's old. When we grew up, Aaron, yeah, we had transistor radios. And your phone now is a very expensive transistor radio.
It always circles back, everything.
However, it's in digital quality sound, so it's no longer thinking in terms of AM, FM. It's just, how do you get the content that's on KDK? And once you see how easy this is to do and you feel like voicing your opinion, you just click on that microphone. So if you have not yet, download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
I use the Odyssey app on my car phone, CarPlay. And yeah, then I also use it at home on my Roku TV. You can use it there as well. So when I get home and I want to listen to the ball game, for example, if they're playing at 12:35, that's what happens.
So we just learned yesterday that statistically, it's the number one way outside of people listening at 100.1 FM or AM 1020 is on the phone with the app. And then second is
the smart speakers,
smart speakers.
Like what the you say, Alexa, I'm going to listen to the Pirates game on KDK Radio, and bang, you're listening.
Yeah, tell your smart speaker to play KDKA, and, you know, boom, you get us that way too. And you know what? Just because we love you, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers coming up next week, August 20th, at the Pavilion at Star Lake. 412-922-1020 is our number. Paul, you pick a number.
Let's go with six.
Caller number six, we will make you a winner. And this is the old-fashioned way, by using your phone, calling 412-922-1020. And you say, Doobie Brothers, one of your favorite bands of all time.
Yeah, I would say so. Right after they released their album called Cycles, this is in the late 80s, early 90s. And that was kind of like the reunion of the original rock band without Michael McDonald. Right after that, I saw him play a great show in Memphis. It was a summer night, an outdoor concert. It was really, really good.
I love how this town in particular loves these older bands that are like REO Speedwagon. Journey was just here again. They had Cheap Trick. I mean, you go through a list of the bands. And, of course, tonight at PPG Paints, the boss is back after 8 years and having to cancel his concert last year. A show tonight and then another show on Sunday night for the people who had tickets. It's one of my favorite kind of off, you know, everybody knows Born to Run and all his super popular songs, but Meet Me at Mary's Place.
You know what I haven't heard in a long time that I really like from Bruce Springsteen is Tunnel of Love.
Yeah, that was in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Listen to him. He's excited to be here, too. He has good friends here, like Joe Grushecki. He clearly touched a nerve with his fan base early on, but some background on Bruce. Obviously, he's a New Jersey kid, and the E Street Band's with him, but he actually jumped the fence once. This is before he was famous, at Elvis Presley's home in Memphis. He was just a fan.
Oh, no kidding. At Graceland. Wow.
He jumped the fence there, and... you know, he kind of got in trouble for doing that. So he's a bit of a rebel.
Have you ever seen that in Memphis, Graceland?
I've never been to Memphis.
So it's...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's on a boulevard near the airport, and it's like an industrial area. It's like
RIDC.
It's sort of like that, you know? I mean, there's car dealerships and then convenience stores, and then bang, in the middle of all of that, there's Graceland. It's just odd.
Like up in Cranberry.
Yeah.
The park up, the industrial park.
Exactly.
There. And that would be like Graceland sort of in the middle of that?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Right off that boulevard.
Do they still have, like, Elvis had a plane?
Oh, they have two planes up there, a Jetstar and an old Convair 880 with the Lightning Bolt logo, TCB, taking care of business.
Yeah, so Bruce was a fan of Elvis's, and that's a great little story, but he's obviously been around a long time. He was on one of the last Curb Your Enthusiasms as himself.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was fantastic, and he's obviously acting, but he's acting as Bruce Springsteen, and it's really, if you haven't seen it, you could search it up, Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I guess has ended.
Brilliant script writing. Brilliant.
Yeah, Larry David.
Very funny man.
Oh my gosh, there's some funny stuff, especially with Bruce. And you heard the Lamont mention Restaurant Week. That's going on through the 18th through this weekend. And you know who knows a lot about that? Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graver, who joins us every Thursday at this very moment. And you can see her via our video at KDKRadio.com. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. Every week is Restaurant Week.
It is for you. Hey, just real quick before we get into your articles in Pittsburgh Magazine, Restaurant Week. So they have these tremendous deals, obviously. That's the whole idea, is to get people to sample places maybe you wouldn't go to otherwise. Just, you know, almost like a smorgasbord.
Which is good.
Yeah, right?
Need a little variety. Yeah, I like that. I embrace that concept. Because there's so much to choose from, it's hard.
Yeah, because we were known, especially prior to COVID, as being kind of this foodie destination here in Pittsburgh, as you know, right?
We absolutely still are. And it's getting, I mean, there's things popping up. I have two food stories today, so.
All right, well, let's start, though, with Rachel Carson. People say, who was Rachel Carson? There's a trail, a bridge named after her, an eco village. Who was Rachel Carson? I'll put you on the spot.
An environmentalist that is still making great strides in Pittsburgh. Like, you know, we weren't really known for being eco-friendly for a long time, but we're getting back. We're getting back to it now. We're a very pretty green city. And so they're about to break ground on the Rachel Carson Eco Village at Providence Heights. It's a sustainable co-housing community. And originally it was going to be at Chatham University's Eden Hall campus in Richland, which is gorgeous.
Right.
But the development will now be built in McCandless on property that the Sisters of Divine Providence donated. And the sisters are wonderful. I've done many stories on them over the years, and they have a very beautiful property over in McCandless. When my daughter was little, she thought it looked like Arendelle from the movie Frozen. So that's what we still go with. But
yeah, so.
But there will be 35 condominium style accommodations, and they range from studios to two bedroom units. And residents will have shared ownership of a common house with a kitchen and laundry space, a meeting area, workrooms, and guest rooms. And the whole development will be entirely powered by renewable energy sources. So,
well, we'll have to keep an eye on this, and it may be a model for the future, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
The sisters are great.
Butler Street Derby is opening. Where is this?
This is right in Lawrenceville. It's kind of across from a little parking lot there on Butler Street. It used to be Ham Bones. It was for like over 30 years. And Ham Bones was a really beloved neighborhood pub that was also a really popular performance space, especially for comedians. It closed in 2020, shortly after the death of owner Jeff Holtz. But this fall, after 2 years of extensive renovations, I mean, they stabilized the building. I was inside. It's completely different. It'll reopen as like a fry-forward restaurant, and it will have a back patio and a huge second floor stage. There wasn't anything above the second floor except apartments. They gutted them all out, and now it's like this huge space. There's three bars. It's going to be a really, really cool place. They put a lot of work in it. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
And you talked about restaurants. There's one, and I was only in it once. Very tiny, hard to get in back in the day. And yeah. it was shuttered for a while, but it is back in the South Hills.
It is. Wild Rosemary. It's a popular bistro in Upper St. Clair. Chef Raymond Mikesell, he used to own Cafe Raymond down in the Strip, which is still a wonderful place. He is reopening the place, and he expanded the seating a bit. He put in some bench seating, but he's back open for business, and dinner service will be starting after Labor Day. Chef Ray wants you to feel like you're stepping into his home for a big Italian brunch. So look for great things. I'm going on Sunday for brunch, and I'm also going for dinner on Monday. So I will report back to you if I'm able to speak. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I'm curious. It was great. I mean, the dinner that I had, this is way before COVID, was outstanding. And it is an intimate setting. There's kind of this vibe. Some of the places I've been in, even in Washington, D.C., New York, where the little restaurants in somebody's home. And it's really quaint and unique. It reminds me of that, even though it's not somebody's house.
That's why I think that Ray is like a Northside guy, an Irish Italian family, and like he knows how to cook for lots of people and just make it feel home. He's the nicest guy. He was texting me updates all summer, so he's really excited to serve people again in this space. So,
well, the fact
I'm looking
that
forward to it.
Coach Ray has crossed a river to do this from the north side to go south is pretty impressive.
True. Yeah, that says a lot, I'd say.
All right, read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graber, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
ZZ Top. Rumors spreading around.
There you go. I was waiting for you.
I just did step outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, talking to Christy Graber, who's the food editor for Pittsburgh Magazine. Are you aware of this new NFL craze started by a quarterback for the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, man, this is disgusting on all levels. Mayonnaise in his coffee got him on the radar.
Yes.
This is Will Levis, and now he's got a perfume that smells like this mayonnaise.
Exactly. This I love this story.
Oh, baby, says, you smell like a sandwich.
It says, oh, de mayo. This goes out to the people who have always wanted to stink like leftover potato salad. Will Levis, quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, went viral in a video for saying he puts mayo in his coffee.
Ugh.
Now, there's Will Levis number 8, a cologne that smells like mayo. But don't get too excited. It's sold out in less than a day.
I heard that earlier. Hey, by the way, there was an article in my social media feed this week that asked the question, do people really eat mayonnaise in peanut butter sandwiches? And it had a picture of it. And I thought, who eats that? Who?
Mayonnaise.
And I happen to really like mayonnaise. I'm a big Duke's mayonnaise fan. And you use Duke's to make, like, for example, pimento cheese sandwiches, like the kind you can get down at the Masters tournament.
Right.
They're a big deal down south. I like pimento cheese sandwiches. I fell in love with them in New Orleans. I make them every once in a while. But,
well, here's another.
I mean, but mayo's a great ingredient in certain things, but geez, you know.
Unless it's left out in the sun at a picnic, then it becomes ptomaine poisoning. But yeah, so if you want to try mayonnaise in your coffee, I think of that movie with
Louis Gossett Jr. and Richard Gere.
He won an Oscar for that movie.
He should have. It was a brilliant performance.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, it was great.
Mayonnaise, I want your D-O-R.
And that scene where he's calling for it like for the umpteenth time, and finally Mayo breaks down and says he's got nowhere to go.
I got nowhere to go. Man.
I mean, he hit bottom, and that's where everything just kind of turned on that. And then, of course, the final scene where he carries Deborah Winger out of that factory. Wow.
I keep waiting for someone to come in and take me out.
Ha ha ha! Yeah, one of the corporate big shots walks in and sweeps us off our feet, and that's the last they heard of us.
They may be taking me out. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, man. Hey, by the way, don't forget about Little Italy Days.
Yeah, talking about food, they got great food, not just the Italian food, as my friend would say. It's not just the Italian food. They got all kind of food. Food Village, food trucks. It's going to be a great weekend in Bloomfield, Pittsburgh's Little Italy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.